ABC Radio Hobart, ABC Northern Tasmania. Good evening. And we say a hearty good evening as well to Mark Haybittle, Supercar Secrets. Good morning. Good evening, Mark.
Good evening, Andy. How are you?
All good. Nice to talk to you. And we must emphasise that if people want to get in touch and get your expert jeweller's eye to be run across their cars, if they think they've got a car that's potentially a classic car, then what details will you need them to text in with, Mark?
If we can get the year and the kilometres, and any other relevant history connected with the car, make and model, of course, that'd be fantastic.
The state of the upholstery?
Well, the state of the whole car, really. We really need to know if it's in excellent condition in and out, or average, or barn fine, which is well below average.
One careful owner. I was always...
that's it, one careful owner, yeah.
I was always seduced by that sales pitch. So the text number is 0438 922 936. You can call in 1-300-222-936 as well. So the first one, Jaguar XJR. I remember... Was there a Jaguar XJ6 as well? Or am I just dreaming of that?
No, there was. There was. And in fact, the XJR is... well, the XJ6 and the XJ12 look very similar to an XJR, but the XJR is the fast one with the supercharged engine, and they have been racing up the charts lately, going absolutely ballistic. So last year you could have bought one of those for about 25k, now it'll cost you 100k.
Right, it's like the Bitcoin. It's like a Bitcoin of the automobile world.
Pretty well. That's why we invest in these cars, because they just go up all the time. Mm. If you pick the right ones. But the XJR is a classic example for this moment in time. In fact, we're trying to buy every single XJR that we can find in the UK right now for that reason. They're just going ballistic here.
What, and then shipping them over to Australia?
Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, because my business partner's in the UK, Shirley Edwards Langford. She's in London, so she puts them in the containers, I take them out.
I imagine XJR, if I close my eyes, I see this Jaguar XJR as being sort of muddy brown.
You're not far off, because a lot of them are charcoal or they're black, and they look fantastic black.
Yeah, they do, like a Lotus Esprit.
Oh, well, I've got loads of those. Loads of them.
Listen
they
to
are
you.
My favourite car of all time. I've got Esprit V8 twin turbos, and they are the fastest things on the planet. They're awesome.
The Jaguar XJR, I've just Googled it. It's not what I thought it was. It's not.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was a little bit more flat of nose. And a bit more of a kind of, looks a bit more like a hatchback, but it's not. Do you know which one I mean?
The XJR? No, the XJR is the classic XJ shape. And in fact, one of the great endearing things about an XJR, Andy, is that they were the last of that classic shape before they came to the current shape that we know now, which most people consider to be rubbish, really.
Well, does it look a bit, if anyone watched Minder, TV in the 80s, I think that...
I remember Minder.
Arthur might have driven one of those.
Yeah. He did. He drove an XJ6, and it was
George
Cole.
Yeah,
very similar in appearance to an XJR, the XJ6, and they're an awesome car.
I think my neighbour across the road from me when I was a kid had one, and I went across the road to clean his car for him on a Sunday morning to earn a bit of pocket money. But for some reason, and my mate was helping me, but for some reason, the aerial was on the back offside wing. And the aerial, it was triggered, and the aerial went right up his nose because he wasn't paying attention. Yeah, I know. It's like some sort of slapstick comedy.
So, well, that's the wonder of electric aerials, when people don't know that they're coming up, isn't it?
Electric aerials, to think that we lived in such a time.
Well, indeed.
That there was such a... I want to try and figure out how within the body of 12 months, a certain motor car, this Jaguar XJR, can go from retailing for $22,000 and jumping by, almost 200%?
That's actually small in comparison to some of the growth of some of the other cars. Mm. If you know what to buy, which is what we do, there's about 70 cars doing exactly the same as that or more, particularly the Japanese cars. They are absolutely going gangbusters. I mean, Mitsubishi Lancer Evolution 6.5 last year, 2 years ago, to be fair, 28 to 30 grand, now 200.
It's like buying a Chesterfield sofa or something. You know, so a piece of nice furniture that you can enjoy, but that's it's also it. Appreciating in price all the time as well. So
that is exactly the appeal, Andy. So there's a couple of things going on here. One of them is exactly what you said, that, you know, they're not like a house. You can actually drive these things and you can derive enormous pleasure from them. And in some cases, you can go incredibly quickly in them. But not only is that going on, but they're very rare. A lot of these cars are very rare. So there's a scarcity thing happening, and that's what drives the prices up. It's the scarcity.
But for how long will... Because I was listening, I was talking to somebody the other day who's thinking of selling their record collection, their vinyl record collection. And they said because there's a certain window where a type of music is going to be attractive to buyers. And then those buyers will slip off the mortal coil and nobody will want to buy, I don't know, the Grateful Dead albums or something, because it just won't have the cachet that it has right now. And you could argue the same thing for a Jaguar. Like, in 20 years' time, well, look, here's a good example, right? I went for a drive, I'll let you in with a chat in a minute, Mark, but I went for a drive in a Ferrari Testarossa. But simply because it was a poster on my bedroom wall when I was 8.
That's why people buy these cars.
Right.
That's what it's all about.
It's the nostalgia. It's the Proustian Rush.
Yeah.
What a great name for a car that would be, the Proustian Rush. I'd get one.
Well, indeed. Mm. Indeed. But, I mean, all of these cars, all of them, were on the back of people's bedroom doors. They were all poster cars, all of them. And that Testarossa that you went for a run in, you might have found that it was pretty quick, but you'd be surprised on how rough it was to drive if you drive it yourself.
It was like a Cortina, yeah.
Yeah, it is. They're pretty ordinary. They're pretty ordinary. We've got two of them, and they're pretty ordinary to drive, but great to look at. I mean, no one can deny the look of the Testarossa. It's wicked.
What was on the back? What was the poster on the back of your bedroom door then?
Lotus Esprit, V8 twin turbo, and Lamborghini Countach, and we've got a couple of those now too. It took us a while to get a couple of good ones, but we've got one in England and one here in Australia. But the Countach, you may recall yourself, Andy, you know, they were a pretty outlandish-looking thing, and they looked like something from Mars back in the 70s. You know, like in the 70s, you thought they were something from Mars. They were that radical.
Well, when I think of a Lamborghini Countach, I think of the movie The Cannonball Run, and I think the two women who were in that Lamborghini. Well, let's not dwell on that for too long, but...
No, but it was good to drool on, though.
Well, okay, but hang on.
Very good to drool on. Good movie.
Hang on a minute. It's two middle-aged men talking about drooling. 0438 922 936 is... Oh, here we've got one. Here's one. All right, somebody's come to us. I feel like I'm Arthur from Minder. Just gonna kick the tyres of this Toyota Supra. This is from Edwin. Toyota Supra, last model sold 2002. Great condition.
That's super. If it's a twin turbo, that makes it what's called a JZA80, and they are right now extremely hot property. $150,000 for a really good one with low kilometres.
Well, we should get.
Yeah, if you look on car sales now, you cannot get one of those with a twin turbo engine manual gearbox for less than $100,000.
We should get
a really bad one that's been really beaten up is $100,000.
We should get Edwin on, you know, because I love watching Antiques Roadshow. And you know when they tell you how much this vase is worth? And then they say, oh, well, we won't get rid of it. And I sit there going, no, I bet you will within about half an hour.
I bet you will. That's
gone.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
And often with these cars, Andy, when people find out what they're worth, you often see them on car sales next week.
Well, we'll try and get Edwin on to see if he's going to sell it and buy... and by Bruny Island, because that's probably what he'll be able to do. So
they're an awesome car. I mean, I don't know if you remember them, Andy, but they were a wicked-looking car when they came out. They had a big high rear wing. They were a two-door coupe. They were the really low front. The suspension was designed by Lotus. They drive magnificently. They're very quick.
So Toyota Supra. I'm just Googling it now to see what I'm going to witness in front of
me. You've got to type into Google JZA80 because it's the last one. It's known as the Mark IV in the UK, but it's known as the JZA80 here.
JZA80. Hang on a second.
Wait. Supra. Toyota Supra.
Let me entertain you. Oh, we've got Edwin. Let's see if Edwin is going to sell it and buy Bruny Island. Hold on a minute. I've got to do something technical here and it could take me a little while. Boing. Boing. I'll just do boings to fill the space. Edwin. Edwin, welcome along to the show, Edwin. Edwin, can you hear us?
Hey,
you can hear us now. Good evening, Edwin. Yep. You're in Ranelagh, yep. Soon to be moving to Battery Point. The car that you have, please, let's talk through it.
Oh, look, I'm not a car buff at all. I'm just an old farmer, but I can tell you a little bit about it.
Well, I'll introduce you to Mark Haybittle. Me and Mark, we're as honest as the day is long. So tell us about the car.
Well, it's I got it out from Japan because I couldn't find anything that wasn't all souped up and knocked around. It's like the last year they put out of those ones, 2002. It's not turbo. It's just what do they call it?
Normally aspirated.
Yep.
Normally aspirated.
Or auto, Edwin.
Manual.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good.
Yep.
Hey, Edwin. Mark's interested. Yep. I can tell he's interested because he's playing it cool. He knows that you're sat on something.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but it's not a twin turbo, though, Andy. It's not a twin turbo.
No, not at all. No, I just wanted something fairly basic. The only thing that's been changed on it, I believe, is it has an electric seat in the driver's seat. Ooh. And BBS wheels.
What does that mean? What does BBS wheels mean?
The BBS wheels, they're a brand of wheel. They're pretty sexy-looking wheels, actually. They're a little bit like a Simmons wheel. They're a German wheel, but they look great. They look great.
Mm. And, Edwin, how long ago did you buy this? Or did you find it in one of your farming sheds?
No, look, it'd be about 6 or 8 years ago now, I suppose. I had a fella from Sydney buy it in for me. I told him what I was looking for, and he's got scouts over in Japan and just bought it over there at an auction and sent it across, and they have to get it up to speed for Australian regulations once it gets at home.
All right, well, let's figure out what it is then. I'm just going to take down some of the details, the salient points of this vehicle. Mm-hmm. So it's a 2002 model, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Great condition. Yeah. Original except for BBS wheels and electric driving seat. Non-turbo. Mm-hmm. And what is that, under 100,000 kilometres on the clock?
Yep.
Yeah, with it being a non-turbo, it does pull it back a long way from the 150K. It brings it back to about 60K, about 55,
60K
for it. Yeah.
Edwin, how do you feel about the 60K? I couldn't tell from your emotion there. Was it happy or sad?
I don't think I could buy Bruny Island for that.
No, you couldn't. I'm ever so sorry.
Could I?
Thank you for your time. I'm sorry, Edwin, thank you for playing, but you cannot buy Bruny Island with that Toyota. $60,000, that'll get you a boathouse at... there you go. It was worth an inquiry. Were you expecting more, though?
It was.
No.
It was.
No, I wasn't expecting that much, actually, no. No, someone wanted to buy it off me a little while back, 2 or 3 years ago, and I said, oh... If you can come up with $35,000, you can have it. And he said, "Oh no way!"
Oh, let's get them on the phone and hear them kicking themselves. Who is it?
I thought that was way over the top.
They would be. Yeah, it's worth double now, or close to it.
Edwin, go on.
How long have they been going up in price like that?
About the last 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah, like 3 years ago. They were I wouldn't say they were on the floor. I mean, they always had a value, but suddenly 3 years ago, everyone started looking at Japanese cars generally, which included the Mitsubishis and Subarus and Nissans, and they all went up together pretty well. But anything that was sexy and super wonderful, which is what a Subaru is, they went up by more than anything else, and that's why that car doubled.
Hey, what colour is it, Edwin? What colour is it, this Toyota Supra?
It's sort of a light fawny brown colour.
Fawny brown.
Yep.
Do you know what? I did a radio show in South Australia, a breakfast show for the ABC in South Australia, and almost for an entire week we had a talkback subject which was called Where Have All the Brown Cars Gone? And it was basically because, you know, James Garner, who used to be in the Rockford Files?
Yes.
TV show. He passed away while we were doing the show one morning, and I started eulogising over the Rockford Files. Got a great theme tune and stuff. And he drove a Trans Am, didn't he? Was it Trans Am?
He did. That's right. That's right. And also, I would have actually really enjoyed being on your show.
Oh, do you know what? Occasionally people do. You and I think three other guests have enjoyed it.
I would have loved it because at that point you'd have been talking about anything other than white cars or silver cars, which is just great.
Yeah. Where have all the brown cars gone?
White and silver.
Where have all the cowboys gone?
There's one down at my shed. There's one little story about it. I've loved them for a lot of years now and just always talked about it. And I used to stir my grandson about getting one day. And one day he sat me down in the shed and he said, "Pa, you've been talking about this for so long, you've just got to buy one." And that was the impetus for me to go ahead and buy it in the finish.
Oh, nice.
So I have my grandson
story.
To thank.
Oh. Hang on a second. Let's enjoy that. That's lovely. We're going back to that shed. Papa.
Yes,
Papa.
We are.
Toyota Super. How old was was your grandson?
Oh, he would have been about late teens, I suppose.
Oh, late teens. Right. Oi, Papa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Papa, what do you buy a Toyota Supra? And in brown, probably, if you can.
Probably got his eye on it. They were in Fast and Furious or something, weren't they?
They were. Yeah. That's one of the things that boosted the value so much of them and the Nissans and the Mitsubishis was that they were all in Fast and Furious. That was another reason that they shot up.
That's interesting. Right. It's interesting when cars do get... I remember I was a fan of a TV show called The Professionals in the 70s.
Oh, that was a great show.
I don't know if it came over.
Bodie and Doyle.
Yeah, Martin Shaw and... Lewis Collins, but I was talking about it in the pub one night. I goes, "Yeah, I really love The Professionals. It was Martin Shaw and I said Lewis Carroll. I got it wrong." And a friend of mine never let me down. Gordon Jackson's in it as well. If a brand model gets into a TV show, like the Ford Capri got into that show, and the Escort, Ford Escort as well, then it can really help sales, can't it?
Oh, absolutely. There was another show that came along. Well, there's been many, of course, and obviously James Bond with the Lotus Esprit. But then later than that, there was a show called Ashes to Ashes in the UK.
Yeah, John Sims.
John Sim. That's right. And Philip Glenister. And that had an Audi Quattro in it. And that boosted the sales of Audi Quattros like times 10.
Oh, I love an Audi Quattro. Yeah, that'd be
great. Oh, they're wicked things. Wicked things. They were... Yeah, sorry.
Oh, sorry, Mark. I was just going to say it's probably worth holding on to then, is it?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. It's only going one way, Edwin. Up.
No, the only way is up. I think that was Yaz and the plastic population.
The trouble is my age is going up too.
Well, yeah, but somebody can enjoy it. Well, you know the grandson that encouraged you to buy it. Why don't you put it in your will for your grandson?
I'm sure he'll want it. I hope so.
Well, let's get him on the phone. Can we get him on the phone and you can confirm it?
he's probably tomorrow night. I reckon he's in bed now.
And to the grandson, the Toyota Supra in brown. Well, thank you very much. If anyone else is driving, where have all the brown cars gone? We did that for a whole week in South Australia because it's not necessarily a popular colour. Edwin, nice to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Wonderful to speak with you gentlemen too. Thank you. Have a great evening.
Take care.
Thanks, Edwin.
That was good. I've never had a grown-up chat about cars with two other clearly grown-up people. That was quite invigorating.
Yeah, this cars thing, I've got to tell you, it's very, very, very addictive. Once you start to get into it, you start to look around.
I'm really into it now. I want somebody else to call in and talk about their car. What do they have to do? 1-3, I was going to ask somebody
else. Call in.
1-3, and let's put some music on to make me get really into it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get in touch with the programme and talk to Mark and myself about your automobile that you think could be a classic, could be worth twice your super, then 1-300-222-936 is the number to ring. You can text as well, 0438-922-936. Someone just got in touch and said, would Andy please stop talking over guests? Sorry, I just got really excited, that's all right.
Well, absolutely. Cars are exciting things, Andy, very exciting.
Have you finished talking, Mark? Because I don't want to talk over you.
I have.
Are you sure?
I am.
Absolutely sure?
Totally sure.
That's all right then. Malcolm gets in touch on the text and says, I've got a 1992 Subaru Brumby. In good average condition. What do we make of that, Mark? Let's scratch
a thing. Well, they're a great thing, the Brumbies. I don't know if you remember them, Andy, but they're like a little ute. They're Subaru's answer to all the utes that you see on the road these days. They were one of the first. and they came out in the mid-80s, and some of them were four-wheel drive, some of them were front-wheel drive. They were worth absolutely nothing 2 years ago, but they're currently worth about, well, somewhere between $12,000 and $15,000.
Not
for
bad.
A good one.
If you'd like to get in touch with the chats, talk to a couple of middle-aged men as we kick the tyres. 1-300-222-936 is the number to ring. You may have a classic car, or you may have a heap of junk. Hey, what about mine? I'll do mine. Here we go. I've got a 10-year-old. Are you interested? I've got a 10-year-old Skoda Yeti.
Oh, have you? Yeah. Oh, there. I don't know too much about the values of those, but they were made famous by Jeremy Clarkson on Top Gear, if you remember.
Oh, yeah, that was iconic when he...
iconic. He landed a helicopter on the roof of a Skoda Yeti.
Yeah, and didn't he put an entire... He flooded one, and then there was a firefighter climbed through the Skoda Yeti, and he had he ate an ice cream as he drove through some furnace or something.
He drove the car into a furnace with the air conditioning on full bore to test how efficient the aircon was, and ate an ice cream as he was in the furnace with the flames around the car. Yes.
Yeah, that was a legendary moment. Well, that was probably what tipped it in my interest, really. So, yeah, it's about 10 years old, Skoda Yeti. It's not. It's so disappointing, isn't it, when you don't buy something that's going to go up in value? My whole life, Mark, if I can just talk over you for a minute. My whole life has just been depreciation. What's going on?
It's an interesting thing that you should say that there, because that's a comment that's come up here in Sydney quite often, because some people have trouble in grasping the concept that these cars go up by as much as they do. And I often ask them, I say to them, well, why don't you get it? Like, what is it you're missing? And they say exactly that. They say, because everything we've got and everything we've ever had has depreciated. So that's what we're used to. And I go, well, fair enough, but, you know, have a look at these cars. They do it the opposite.
Oh, here we go. We've got another one here. I wonder if Pete could we'll try and get Pete to come on the programme, because it's so much more enjoyable when we can just have him yakking with us and we can talk to him. It's like we've got a car yard. Do you remember the TV show EastEnders? Was it Frank? He had a car yard in EastEnders that... I don't know if anybody...
Yeah, I didn't see too much of EastEnders, actually, but yeah. I do remember that was a lady that went on to become famous in another show called Tamsin Outhwaite, and I think she was in EastEnders, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was in EastEnders, well remembered. All right, Pete might try... Pete, give us a call, and you can chat on the radio. 1-300-222-936. Pete's got a Nissan. He's got a 90 Nissan Pintara station wagon.
Oh, really?
We might be able to get him on the phone. Hang on. We want to play some incident.
They're really rare now, Pintaras.
Oh, you're interested. I can tell by the enthusiasm in your voice, Mark.
Well, I haven't seen a Pintara for a while. They were quite a nice car, actually, in their day.
I'm going to have to go. What about a TR7? Do you remember those?
TR7s kind of never went anywhere. They're one of those cars that you look at it and you think, oh, that should go on and be a classic, but they never did, and no one really likes them. Except for the TR8, which is the 8-cylinder derivation, and they're a bit sexy, but they still don't go much more than above 30k. They're a bit unloved.
All right, as part of the ABC's promise of diversity, another middle-aged man to chat on the radio with me and Mark. Hey, good evening, Pete. You're in Hobart.
Yes, I am. Belrive, mate.
Oh, in Belrive. Nice to talk to you. You're through to Mark. Tell him about your vehicle.
I think it's a my son's a Nissan freak, and it's an SI90 or something station wagon. Bought it down in Lauderdale a couple of years ago, and we just sort of done little bits and pieces to it. It had rebuilt rings and bearings done on it, and it's in fantastic. It drives beautifully. He wants to put the Venetian blinds on the back and turn it back into sort of like the old Nissan Pintara back in the 90s.
I'm with him on that. Yeah.
Well, absolutely. That's what he should do, Pete. Just make it look like it's straight out of the 90s, because they were actually a really nice car in their day. They were great.
Yeah. No, it's a beautiful car. It drives well. He wants to put the lace over the headrest and up the back. And it's just a really beautiful little car. We bought it for $4,000, and it's just a champ.
Oh, I like it. I've just Googled it. I like it. I do like
them. Yeah, they're a nice car. And I'll tell you what, I haven't seen one for many, many years. And simply because they're so rare, now that gives them the value. And that car on today's market would sell for about 12 grand.
Yeah, right. Excellent. All right, I'll let him know to keep it and start polishing it.
Oh, yeah. I think so. What colour is it?
It's bloody white, unfortunately, but...
Oh, that's all right.
What do you mean by that? No, that's not a type of white. No, I've got it. It's really
There's nice. a tiny little bit of rust around the stone chips on the bonnet and that type of thing. But other than that, it's perfect. It's a great little car.
We'll dig that out and put some fiberglass in there. That'll be fine.
Yeah, excellent. Thanks, fellas.
That's good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Cheers,
yeah,
Pete.
Nice one. Thanks, fellas.
Enjoy the vehicle. That's an A90 Nissan Pintara station wagon. We've got another one who's just come through here. We're talking to Mark Haybittle from Supercar Secrets. If you've got a car that you think could be a classic and you'd like to have it assessed, we'll run a jeweller's eye over it for you. This is a 79 Holden panel van, 202, three-speed.
Oh, they are so rare now. I mean, that's like last week we had someone on the show that had a Sandman, a proper Sandman panel van, and those things are worth a fortune now. But the ordinary early Holden panel vans, they're going up in value super fast because you just never see them anymore, ever, anywhere. And so they're up to about 38K for those, 38 to 40K for those panel vans. They're great things.
All right, well, keep hold of it, or you can certainly offload it for a little bit of a profit as well. Hey, Mark, we've run out of time, but I've enjoyed yakking with you about classic cars.
Oh, absolutely, and it's been a joy. Been a joy.
Nice to talk to you. All the best. That's Mark Haybittle, Supercar Secrets. How often do you come in? Is it every week?
Every week, yeah.
Well, he'll be back next week as well. Reason will return to its throne again. Thank you, Mark. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Andy.
Take care. That's Mark Haybittle, Supercar Secrets. Thank you to you for sending in your cars to be assessed and for getting involved with the feature as well. It's good fun.